USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters early yesterday, but hours later he announced he was not ordering a quarantine in place for those three northeastern hotspots because of the outbreak, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. The largest outbreak of the virus in the U.S. is in New York City with about 30,000 cases, and there are more than 122,000 people infected in the U.S., and more than 2,100 people have died here, President Trump at yesterday's briefing.
As we gather today, our country is at war with an invisible enemy.
Former Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma has died at 72. His family says he's lost a battle with prostate cancer. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Vice President Mike Pence says there is some encouraging news from the testing of Americans for the COVID-19 coronavirus. Pence telling Jesse Waters on Fox News last night that outside of the hot spots, only about 10% of the people who get tested for the virus end up seeing their results come back positive. Right now, testing is limited to people who show symptoms or have been in contact with someone who is infected. More than 700 police officers in New Jersey, including some in all 21 counties, have tested positive for the virus. State Police Superintendent Patrick Callahan saying the same number of officers are currently in self-isolation. He said two officers were in serious condition. An Oklahoma man with a concealed carry permit getting credit for stopping what might have been a mass shooting. He shot and killed a woman in North Tulsa after she reportedly started firing a gun at customers at a shopping center yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
North Korea has fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the projectiles were fired into the Sea of Japan on Sunday. Tokyo's defense ministry says they fell short of Japanese waters. A town in northeast Arkansas is cleaning up after a tornado tore through it yesterday. The twister flipping vehicles in Jonesboro and doing severe damage to downtown buildings, as well as a shopping mall and several hangars at the Jonesboro Airport. Six people reported minor injuries. Another American theme park is furloughing workers because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
SeaWorld has announced they're laying off more than 90% of their employees due to the pandemic. The company has roughly 15,000 employees. Florida is a hotspot for the virus. The economy in Orlando is also hurting because of the closure of other attractions such as Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. I'm Wendy King.
And Tom Hanks is back in Los Angeles after getting the coronavirus in Australia. People magazine says Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, were photographed driving in L.A. shortly after returning from Down Under, where the Oscar winner was filming an Elvis Presley biopic. Earlier this week, Hanks tweeted, 2 weeks after our first symptoms, and we feel better. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.